Papers Read on Finance, with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Bitcoin, Currencies, and Fragility. Authored 2021 by N. Taleb. The BLOCKCHAIN. First, let us consider what cryptocurrencies do, examining the notion of blockchain and its intellectual and mathematical appeal. The concept behind such a chain is quite intuitive to early practitioners of quantitative finance. Consider that before efficient software for Monte Carlo simulations became widely available, some of us were using methods to generate pseudorandom variables via some forms of chained nonlinear transformations, in the spirit of von Neumann's original idea 1, reference 2. Indexing sequences by t equals 1, 2, n, with a seed at t, a variable xt on the real line generates via nonlinear transformations rr plus r, an output variable r, xt. This output variable can serve as a pseudorandom seed to generate another pseudorandom variable, r, x plus plus 1. For all t, knowledge of r, x plus, allows knowledge of all subsequent variables r, x7, to t and replication of the entire sequence, thus probabilistically mimicking the arrow of time. It is also crucial that the same seed produces exactly the same pseudorandom variable, allowing verification of sequence, but disallowing easy reverse engineering. 2. We exclude collectibles from that category, as they have an aesthetic utility as if one were, in a way, renting them for an expense that maps to a dividend and thus are no different from perishable consumer goods. The same applies to the jewelry side of gold. My gold necklace may be worth zero in 30 years, but then I would have been wearing it for 6 decades. The difference between the current Bitcoin bubble and past recent ones, such as the dot-com episode spanning the period over 1995 to 2000, is that shell companies were at least promising some type of future revenue stream. Bitcoin would be allowed to escape a valuation methodology had it proven to be a medium of exchange or satisfied the condition for a numerator from which other goods could be priced. But currently it is not, as we will see next. Success in wrong places. More generally, the fundamental flaw and contradiction at the base of most cryptocurrencies is, as we saw, that the originators, miners, and maintainers of the system currently principles for a currency first. Let's discuss the demonetization of gold. In 1971, the U.S. government terminated the Bretton Woods Agreement, ending the convertibility of the U.S. dollar into gold. Gold stocks were growing too slowly, and, as mentioned earlier, much of it went to jewelry and industry. The most robust theory is that there was not enough gold to keep up with economic growth. 10. Furthermore, there had been long debates over the hampering of monetary policy by sticking to metals, as witnessed by the bullionist controversy. It appears that developed economies have trouble hooking their currencies to a commodity. In the early 1970s, the Hunt brothers started to hoard silver. When they started, U.S. citizens were banned from directly owning gold, and accelerated their hoarding in the late 1970s, turning it into a squeeze. It led to a speculative explosion in the price of silver, as shown in Fig. 3, leading by contagion to 3. Let us go deeper into how a currency can come about. No transaction between two persons is analytically pairwise in an open economy. The root of the confusion lies in the prevalent naive libertarian illusion that a transaction between 4, 1, 3, 5, 2, fallacy of safe haven, i. protection for financial tail risk. The experience of March 2020, during the market panic upon the onset of the pandemic, when Bitcoin dropped farther than the stock market, and subsequently recovered with it upon the massive injection of liquidity, is sufficient evidence that it cannot remotely be used as a tail hedge against systemic risk. Furthermore, Bitcoin appears to respond to liquidity, exactly like other bubble items. It is also uncertain what could happen should the internet experience a general, or an even a regional, outage, particularly if it takes place during a financial collapse. 3. Fallacy of safe haven. 2. Protection from tyrannical regimes. To many paranoid anti-government individuals and of others distrustful of institutions, Bitcoin has been marketed as a safe haven, also with an open invitation to fall for the fallacy that a volatile electronic token in a public setting is a place for your hidden treasure. By its very nature, Bitcoin is open for all to see. The belief in one's ability to hide one's assets from the government with a public blockchain easily triangularizable at endpoints, and not just read by the FBI but also by people in their living rooms, requires a certain lack of financial seasoning and statistical understanding, perhaps even a lack of minimal common sense. For instance, a Wolfram research specialist was able to statistically detect and triangularize anonymous ransom payments made by Colonial Pipeline on May 8 in 2021, reference 21, and it did not take long for the FBI to restore the funds. We can safely assume that government structures and computational power will remain stronger than those of distributed operators who, while distrusting one another, can fall prey to simple hoaxes. In the cyber world, connections are with people one has never met in real life. Infiltration by government agents has proven to be extremely easy. 18. By comparison, the mafia required a Sicilian lineage for friends of ours for security clearance. One never knows the degree of governmental surveillance and its real capabilities. The slogan, escape government tyranny, hence Bitcoin, is similar to advertisements in the 1960s extolling the health benefits of cigarettes. 4. Fallacy of the agency problem. One might have the impression that, by being distributed, Bitcoin would be democratic and reduce the agency problem perceived to be present among civil servants and bankers. Unfortunately, there appears to be a worse agency problem, a concentration of insiders hoarding what they think will be the world currency, so others would have to go to them later on for supply. They would be cumulatively earning trillions, with many billionaire hodlers, in comparison the evil civil servants, behind fiat money make, at best, lower middle class wages. This situation represents a wealth transfer to the cartel of early Bitcoin accumulators. Conclusion. We have presented the attributes of the blockchain in general and Bitcoin in particular. Few assets in financial history have been more fragile than Bitcoin. The customary standard argument is that Bitcoin has its flaws, but we are getting a great technology. We will do wonders with the blockchain. No, there is no evidence that we are getting a great technology unless great technology doesn't mean useful. And at the time of writing, in spite of all the fanfare, we have done still close to nothing with the blockchain. So we close with a Damascus joke. One vendor was selling the exact same variety of cucumbers at two different prices. Why is this one twice the price? The merchant was asked. They came on higher quality mules, was the answer. We only judge a technology by how it solves problems, not by what technological attributes it has. 6. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.finance.